Chapter 9, Bhagavad Gita, text number 13. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo.
Correction, we'll be reading text number 12, which is the previous text. Mogasya moga karmano moga jnana vichetasaha rakshasim masarim chaiva pakritim mohinim shrita. Those who are thus bewildered are attracted by demonic and atheistic views. In that deluded condition, their hopes for liberation, their fruit of activities, and their culture of knowledge are all defeated. Purport. There are many devotees who assume themselves to be in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, but at heart do not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna as the absolute truth. For them, the fruit of devotional service, going back to Godhead, will never be tasted. Similarly, those who are engaged in fruitive, pious activities and who are ultimately hoping to be liberated from this material entanglement will never be successful either, because they deride the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. In other words, persons who mock Krishna are to be understood to be demoniac or atheistic. As described in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, such demoniac miscreants never surrender to Krishna. Therefore, their mental speculations to arrive at the absolute truth bring them to the false conclusion that the ordinary living entity and Krishna are one and the same. With such a false conviction, they think that the body of any human being is now simply covered by material nature, and that as soon as one is liberated from this material body, there is no difference between God and himself. This attempt to become one with Krishna will be baffled because of delusion. Such atheistic and demoniac cultivation of spiritual knowledge is always futile. That is the indication of this verse. For such persons, cultivation of the knowledge in the Vedic literature, like the Vedanta Sutra and the Upanishads, is always baffled. It is a great offense, therefore, to consider Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to be an ordinary man. And those who do so are certainly deluded, because they cannot understand the eternal form of Krishna. The Brihad Vishnu Smriti clearly states, Yoveti bhatikam deham krishnasya paramatmanah sarasarvasmad bahiskarya shruta smarata vidhanatah mukam tasya valokyapi sachelam shnanam acharet. One who considers the body of Krishna to be material should be driven out from all rituals and activities of the Shruti and the Smriti. And if one by chance sees his face, one should at once take bath in the Ganges to rid himself of infection. People jeer at Krishna because they are envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Their destiny is certainly to take birth after birth in the species of atheistic and demoniac life. Perpetually, their real knowledge will remain under delusion, and gradually they will regress to the darkest region of creation.
Om Akhyana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya
Chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya manovishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupakadamayam dadati svapadantikam. So, we are presenting tonight the sublime process known as Krishna consciousness.
Сегодня вечером мы знакомим вас с процессом, который исполнен счастье. Это процесс сознания Кришны.
Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition on the mind.
Сознание Кришны это не искусственное что-то, что мы даем своему уму.
It is the original natural energy of the living being.
Это изначальная энергия живого существа.
Just as a fire, just as I mean to say, a match has fire within it. So the living being has Krishna consciousness within himself or within herself. It simply requires, just as a match requires a proper striking surface.
Соприкоснуться, как спички щиркиваются на поверхность.
And the flames will come out.
И пламя появляется.
If the living being is in the right condition and he's brought into the proper atmosphere.
Когда живое существо помещается в правильные условия или его окружение правильное.
The natural Krishna consciousness within the heart will become fully awakened.
Сознание Кришны, которое является изначальным и которое находится в сердце живого существа, оно пробуждается.
So here in this Krishna consciousness center,
и здесь в центре сознания Кришны,
we have created an atmosphere which is conducive for awakening one's dormant enlightened consciousness.
Мы создаем атмосферу, которая способствует пробуждению этого сознания, которое спит внутри каждого.
By attending programs here at this center on a regular basis, one will gradually experience a complete spiritual awakening. And come to a perfect realization of the Absolute Truth. In other words, here we are offering the greatest benediction. The greatest gift. The greatest achievement. You simply have to come here regularly and hear. The process of spiritual enlightenment begins with hearing from the proper bona fide spiritual master. The spiritual master will bless you with transcendental knowledge. It is called Divya Gyan, transcendental knowledge. If one can submissively hear from the spiritual master, the blessings of God will come through the ears into one's heart and awaken one's dormant enlightened consciousness. We have actually been transmigrating in the cycle of birth and death for millions and millions of lifetimes.
На протяжении миллионов и миллионов жизней мы переселяемся из одного тела в другое.
Just because we don't remember them doesn't mean that we didn't experience them.
И то, что мы не помним предыдущие воплощения жизни, это не значит, что их не было.
If I asked you what you were doing on this day 3 months ago, you probably couldn't remember.
Если вас спросить, что вы в такой же самый день 3 года назад делали, скорее всего, вы это не вспомните.
So it's not surprising if you forgot what you were in your previous lifetime. That's not surprising.
Поэтому это не удивительно, что вы не помните, что вы делали в прошлой жизни.
But we can understand from the great spiritually enlightened teachers.
Но благодаря слушанию великих просветленных учителей.
In Sanskrit language they are called acharyas.
На языке санскрите их называют ачарьями.
We can understand from the acharyas that we have had many, many lifetimes. In fact, it is confirmed by the supreme authority, God Himself. Krishna says, many, many births, both you and I have passed. I can remember all of them, but you cannot. So we have had many, many births. And the problem has been, we never were fully satisfied. And even if sometimes we felt satisfied, it was only temporary. According to the laws of karma, sometimes we are rich.
Согласно законам кармы, мы иногда богаты.
Sometimes we are poor.
Иногда нищие.
Sometimes we are strong.
Иногда сильные.
Sometimes we are weak.
Иногда слабые.
Sometimes we are healthy.
Иногда здоровые.
Sometimes we are sick.
И другое время больные.
Сometimes we are loved.
Иногда нас любят.
Sometimes we are hated.
Другое время ненавидят.
So the material nature is like this. It's just like there's summer and there's winter here in Riga. The summer is very nice. And the winter is horrible. That's what I've been told anyway. I haven't been here for the winter. But the nature of the material world is like that.
Но природа этого мира, она такая, она подобна.
Happiness and distress.
Счастье и страдания.
Honor and dishonor.
Почет и непризнание.
Heat and cold.
Жар и холод.
So there's no solid happiness here.
И нет здесь прочного счастья.
We're always being thrown this way and that way, this way and that way.
Нас все время кидают то в одну сторону, то в другую.
So if you want actual happiness, you have to come beyond this material existence. You have to come to the spiritual platform, which is beyond all the dualities of this material existence. But how do you get there? If you're an illusion, then you have no understanding of how to get out of illusion, because you're an illusion. You require the help of somebody who is not an illusion. He can get you out of illusion. That is the bona fide spiritual master. That is the devotee of the Lord. And that is the revealed scriptures. These powerful guiding influences can take us out of the illusion. So, what is our present illusion?
И в чем та иллюзия, в которой мы находимся?
Шиши горни тай ки джай. Шиши вада дамадар ки джай. Our present illusion is we're thinking I'm this body.
И наша иллюзия сейчас в том, что мы себя считаем этим телом.
We're thinking I'm a male.
Мы считаем себя мужчиной.
Or we're thinking I'm a female.
Другие себя считают женщиной.
We're thinking, I am Latvian. We're thinking, I am German, etc. But these conceptions of the self are all based on the body. The body and the self are two different things. They are not the same. This is a very, very, very important point. One has to understand, I am not this body.
Это очень, очень важный момент, который мы должны уяснить для себя, что мы не являемся этим телом.
As long as I consider myself to be the body, I cannot make any progress.
До тех пор, пока я себя считаю этим телом, я не могу совершить никакого прогресса.
You will not make any progress as long as you consider yourself to be the body.
И вы не можете этого сделать до тех пор, пока считаете себя телом.
So we have to become free from this conception.
И мы должны избавиться от этого неправильного представления.
We have to realize I am an eternal spiritual being.
Мы должны осознать, что мы вечные духовные существа.
I am part and parcel of the Supreme Lord.
И я являюсь частью Верховного Господа.
I am His eternal servant.
Я Его вечный слуга.
This knowledge we must have.
И это знание, оно должно быть у нас.
And then under the guidance of the expert spiritual master,
и тогда под руководством истинного духовного учителя,
we must put this knowledge into practice.
Мы должны приложить это знание в практике.
Because otherwise, what are we doing?
В противном случае, чем мы заняты?
The other alternative is all you're going to do is serve your material desires in this world.
У вас не остается выбора, кроме как служить материальным желаниям в этом мире.
You'll be serving your material desires and the material desires of your friends and your family members. That's all.
Служить собственным материальным желаниям, своим друзьям.
But those things don't satisfy. But those don't satisfy anyone.
Но от этого никто не удовлетворен.
No one ever became satisfied by satisfying their material desires.
Никто никогда не стал счастлив от удовлетворения материальных желаний.
Do you know why?
И вы знаете почему?
Because material desires are like fire.
Потому что материальные желания как огонь.
In Sanskrit language, they are described thusly.
Так звучит на санскрите.
Душпарена налена ча. They are never satisfied and they burn like fire.
Они никогда не удовлетворены и пылают как огонь.
If you light a fire,
если вы зажигаете огонь,
in the forest,
в лесу,
will it be satisfied by eating only one bush?
Огонь удовлетворится, съев только один куст?
No, that fire will not be satisfied until it's devoured the entire forest.
Огонь
there's nothing
успокоен,
left.
Не успокоится, пока весь лес не сгорит. Ничего не останется.
No matter, the more you feed fuel to the fire, the more it becomes hot and demands more fuel, more fuel, more fuel.
Чем больше топлива вы подкладываете в огонь, тем сильнее становится огонь и требует еще больше топлива.
So the more you try to gratify your material desires, the more you will be agitated.
Чем больше вы заняты удовлетворением материальных желаний, тем больше они вас побуждают еще большему желанию.
No one ever became peaceful and happy by satisfying their material desires.
Никто никогда не достиг умиротворения, удовлетворяя эти желания.
So, the transcendentalist, the intelligent person,
и трансценденталисты или разумные личности,
just takes the bare minimum of material desires required to stay healthy and energized.
Просто выделяют необходимый минимум, чтобы быть здоровыми из этих желаний.
And puts the balance of his or her energy into spiritual enlightenment.
И оставшуюся силу, которая есть, они вкладывают ради духовного.
Awakening the consciousness of the eternal spiritual being who dwells within the body. Awakening the consciousness of the eternal spiritual being who dwells within the body.
Для того, чтобы пробудить то изначальное сознание, которое покоится в живом существе, находится внутри живого существа.
Do you know what will happen when you actually fully awaken that eternal spiritual consciousness within?
И вы знаете, к чему приводит пробуждение этого сознания, которое находится внутри?
Krishna says, "Punar janma na vidyate."
Так говорит Кришна.
They never take breath again.
Не нужно будет снова рождаться.
Right now, we're taking bodies that they go through the womb, which is painful and distressful. We come out screaming.
Сейчас мы получаем тело, выходя из чрева матери, и при этом мы кричим и испытываем страшную боль.
And then we get sick.
Потом мы болеем.
And then we get old.
Потом мы стареем.
And then we die.
В конце концов, умираем.
Does that sound like fun to you?
Вам это забавно, кажется?
And we keep doing it birth after birth after birth. I mean, it's miserable.
И повторять это из рождения в рождение, это просто страдание.
You ever wonder why people were so unhappy and frustrated in life?
Вы видели людей, которые разочарованы полностью в жизни?
The answer is very simple.
И почему это? Ответ очень прост.
It's because they are forced to go through birth, death, old age, and disease again and again and again and again.
Потому что они вынуждены проходить через эти четыре формы страданий снова и снова.
We may think it's because the wrong political power, the wrong political party won the election.
Кто-то думает, что это из-за того, что выборы не в пользу той партии были.
But I guarantee you that is not the reason we're unhappy.
Но я могу гарантировать, что причина не в этом.
We are unhappy because we are forced to endure birth, death, old age, and disease. Even though we don't want them, we are forced to take them.
Проблема в том, что мы вынуждены будем проходить через эти четыре вида страданий, и это является причиной.
Therefore, the simple formula for happiness is simply situate yourself in such a position.
Поэтому простая формула заключается в том, что поместите себя в то положение,
where you will not be forced to go through birth, death, old age, and disease again. This is the very simple, simple formula for happiness. And if you don't know how to do that, that's not a problem. That's why we are here. We are here to teach you how to do that.
Готовы вас научить тому, как это сделать.
You simply have to be willing to learn, that's all.
Вы должны просто показать свое желание, что вы хотите научиться.
Of course, if you're happy with birth, death, old age, and disease.
Конечно, если вы счастливы рождением, старостью, рождением, болезнью, старостью.
Then all we can say is, well, have a safe journey.
Все, что мы можем вам пожелать, это безопасного пути вам.
But no matter how much we wish you a safe journey in the land of birth, death, old age, and disease.
Но как бы мы вам не желали этого безопасного путешествия по этой земле исполненной.
I hate to say it, but it's guaranteed you will be a fatality.
Я могу вам гарантировать, что это приведет к плохому результату.
That's why we're giving you an alternative.
Поэтому мы предоставляем вам альтернативу.
We would like to see you live forever.
Мы даем вам возможность жить вечно.
We would like to see you achieve immortality.
Мы желаем видеть, чтобы вы достигли вечности, чтобы вы достигли бессмертия.
By the grace of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
По милости моего духовного учителя и его божественной милости.
I have attained immortality.
Я обрел это бессмертие.
Of course, that doesn't mean this body. This body will die.
Конечно, это не приложимо к телу, потому что это тело должно умереть.
But my spiritual master has engaged me in my eternal identity as a servant of God.
Но мой духовный учитель занял меня согласно моей вечной природе как духовного существа.
My current activity of engaging in God's service.
Моя текущая деятельность это быть занятым служением Богу.
Will not in the least bit be interrupted by death. It will just be like walking from here and through those doors. People are walking in and out of these doors all evening. And nobody is finding any disturbance in walking in and out of the door.
И ни у кого нет никаких беспокойств, чтобы выйти через эту дверь.
Of course, I'm happy when they come this way.
Конечно, мне больше нравится, когда в эту сторону двери.
And I'm not very happy if they go that way. But...
И не настолько счастлив, когда в ту сторону люди уходят.
That's another matter.
Это уже другой предмет.
But the point is that passing through a door is not a traumatic experience for anyone.
Но это лишь подтверждение тому, что пройти через двери – это не какой-то трагический опыт.
It's something that we do day in and day out as a routine affair.
Это то, что мы делаем входя и выходя в течение дня, как в свою повседневную деятельность, во время своей повседневной деятельности.
Have you ever counted how many doors you went through on a typical day?
Вы считали, сколько двери в обычный день вы проходите?
I mean, nobody finds it disturbing to go through doors.
И никто не чувствует беспокойства, проходя через двери.
So the point is, a person who is purely absorbed in Krishna consciousness does not find death to be a threat. It's simply going through a door, that's all. So, the greatest fear in this world that everyone has is the fear of death.
Самый большой страх, который каждого преследует, у каждого есть этот страх смерти.
Some people say that that the greatest fear is public speaking.
Кто-то считает, что публичная лекция это самый большой страх для него.
But actually, the greatest fear is the fear of death.
Но в действительности самый большой страх это страх смерти.
But if you become Krishna conscious,
но если вы станете сознающими Кришны,
you will completely conquer over the fear of death.
Вы полностью одолеете этот страх смерти.
There was one devotee, his name was Dhruva Maharaj.
Был такой преданный по имени Друва Махарадж.
When the time came for his death,
когда пришло время его смерти,
the airplane came from the spiritual world. It was not a 747.
С духовного неба спустился самолет, который не был 747-м.
Powered by jet engines burning fossil fuel and polluting the atmosphere. It was a mystical airplane that didn't require any fuel. So as he is getting ready to get into that airplane, to leave this mortal world and go to the immortal world,
он был отправлен для того, чтобы забрать его из этого мира, где все остаются.
Death personified came rushing to the scene.
Перед ним выскочила смерть просто на перерез.
Normally, if someone saw death rushing at them, they would become fearful.
Любой, кто бы увидел смерть, он бы исполнился.
Oh my God, death is coming to take me.
О, Боже мой, это смерть.
They become fearful. But when death came to Dhruva Maharaj, it was not at all fearful. Just like when you come into this building here, off of the street, there is some steps, isn't it? So death personified came and placed himself as a step for Dhruva to step onto to get into the airplane.
И Друва он воспользовался смертью, чтобы ступить на нее, на ступеньку, чтобы подняться в самолет.
So death is not at all fearful for a devotee of Krishna.
Поэтому смерть вовсе не страшна для преданных.
A devotee simply steps on the head of death and gets into the Vaikuntha airplane, that's all.
Преданный просто встает на голову смерти и заходит в аэроплан, чтобы отправиться на Вайкунту.
Now, someone may proudly say, you know, I don't really need Krishna consciousness because I'm not really afraid of death. I've got a tough, stubborn attitude, you know. I won't let it bother me. But I beg to inform you, you're deluding yourself.
Но я прошу прощения, вы заблуждаетесь.
You really are, you're deluding yourself.
И вы себя вводите в заблуждение, это правда.
Everybody becomes fearful the time of death.
В момент смерти любой испугается.
Do you know why?
И вы знаете почему?
If you're Krishna conscious, you will not be afraid.
Если вы осознаете Кришну, страха не будет.
But you know what happens to people who are not Krishna conscious at the time of death?
Что случается с людьми, которые не знают Кришну в момент смерти?
The agents of death, known as Yama Dutas.
Посланники, представители смерти, которых зовут Yama Duta.
They come and grab and rip the soul out of the body.
Они приходят и вытягивают душу из тела.
And take it to the hellish regions for punishment.
И отправляют в адские миры, где она будет проходить страдания.
So it's better to become a devotee of God than to face the Yamadutas at the time of death. Krishna consciousness is so wonderful, it's so joyful. We don't have to take to it out of a fear of the Yamadutas. Because it is so sweet and so enlivening. And it, but that is always there. The fact is, just like those sirens are going now. The Yamadutas will come like that and grab. So, are there any questions? Yes.
Ну, мы читали тоже в книге, что я душа, я вечный слуга Кришны. Но это как бы теоретически, а как на деле почувствовать, что...
We all have read in books that we are not this body, we are spirit soul, but how practically understand that we are soul?
Yes. To realize your spiritual identity. Practically speaking, to where actually you feel that you're a spiritual being. There's only one way to do that. You have to become a pure devotee. To the extent that you're still trying to enjoy material sense gratification, subtle and gross. You will be forced by those subtle and gross material desires to identify with your gross body and with your subtle mind. So you really have to try to become a pure devotee if you really want to feel your spiritual existence as a tangible reality.
Вы должны стараться быть чистым преданным, чтобы реально ощутить как-то на практике, что вы являетесь духовным существом.
Next question.
Еще вопрос.
What is she saying?
If someone is not perfect, and he has
someone is what?
Imperfect. But he is a devotee.
Yes.
And he should take birth again. Whether she or he should go through all the sufferings again.
Suffering?
Does he experience all the same suffering?
What is it?
Does he experience the same suffering? He is saying that if a devotee doesn't perfect his life, his or her life in this life, and then if he has to take another birth, does he go through the same suffering experiences?
According to their degree of imperfection, they must continue suffering.
That is keeping them. Насколько мы несовершенны, мы должны снова испытывать страдания.
Imperfection means quite simply this.
Самое простое объяснение несовершенства следующее.
The more you have, as long as you have a tendency to enjoy this world, you must suffer.
До той степени, до которой у нас есть тенденция наслаждаться этим миром, настолько мы несовершенны.
So, to become free from suffering, you have to become free of the desire for material enjoyment.
Чтобы избавиться от страданий, мы должны избавиться от желания наслаждаться этим миром.
And the only way to become free from the desire for material enjoyment is to become absorbed in the desire to give pleasure to Krishna or God.
И единственный способ избавиться от желания наслаждаться радостью, счастьем этого мира, это желать удовлетворить Кришну.
In other words, as long as you are trying to derive happiness for yourself, you must suffer.
Другими словами, до той степени, до которой вы пытаетесь извлечь счастье для самого себя, настолько вы будете страдать.
It is only when you are fully in the mood of giving pleasure to God, that's when you become actually happy. When you're not trying to get your own pleasure, you're simply trying to give pleasure to God.
То есть, если вы хотите испытывать счастье, вы должны желать это делать для Господа.
As long as you have some desire to enjoy in any way,
до тех пор, пока у вас есть желание самой наслаждаться,
you are destined to suffer.
Вы обречены на страдания.
So give up all desires of enjoyment.
Оставьте все желания на наслаждение.
Simply try to give pleasure to Krishna and to his representative, the spiritual master.
Просто посвятите себя тому, чтобы удовлетворить Кришну и его представителя.
And the devotees.
И преданных.
And then you will be happy. Otherwise, you will never be happy.
И это сделает вас счастливыми, и в противном случае нет способа.
Next question. Yes. What is it?
They're asking for translation of the question.
Ah, okay.
Будет ли преданный страдать, если он родился снова?
Translation of the answer. What is it? What's happening? Why is there silence going in?
They asked for the translation of the question and answer.
Oh, they want both. Okay. Who's going to give it?
It's already done.
It's already finished. So let's continue here.
Yes. How to develop this desire to please Krishna, but from where it comes from? Because I can speak for myself that I use my common sense, like, and that's why I'm doing sense. It doesn't come like out of me naturally. So I really want to please Krishna instead. Mm-hmm. So how to develop this desire, truly this desire to serve Krishna, please Krishna?
Well, the
translation. Если я должен делать для Кришны, я не чувствую, что я делаю это по-настоящему искренне, как развить это искреннее отношение, чтобы было действительно желание удовлетворить Кришну.
The first thing is to realize that you can't really be happy unless you're fully absorbed in serving Krishna.
Первое, что нужно понять, что я не буду испытывать счастье до тех пор, пока полностью не буду погружен в желание удовлетворить Кришну.
So in the beginning you are thinking of your own happiness.
You
can't avoid doing that in the beginning. In the beginning, you have to think, the only way I can be happy is to serve Krishna. So for the sake of my own happiness, I will serve Krishna. But by doing that, you start to develop a taste for You start to become enlivened by serving Krishna.
Но что происходит? У вас начинает появляться вкус и чувство счастья по мере того, как вы служите Кришне.
You become more and more enlivened by making Krishna happy, and after a while, you don't even care if you're happy or not. You just want to see that he's happy.
И таким образом все больше и больше вы будете чувствовать воодушевление, удовлетворяя Кришну, и в какой-то момент вас больше не будет беспокоить. Ничто другое, кроме как доставлять удовлетворение Кришне.
That's the higher stage. You're willing to suffer. It's all right. As long as Krishna is happy, you're in bliss. Even if you're suffering, you're in bliss.
Тогда будет вообще так, что вас не будет беспокоить, страдаете вы или нет. Потому что даже если Кришна будет доставлять удовлетворение, что вы страдаете, вы будете чувствовать счастье от этого.
Did that answer your question? Okay, next question. Yes.
Where does the fearlessness come? Is from knowledge?
Fear?
Fearlessness
comes from...
Откуда приходит бесстрашие?
That question is easily answered just by studying the name Abhay Charam. Which means one who becomes fearless by taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. If Krishna wants to kill you, nobody can protect you. And if Krishna wants to protect you, nobody can kill you.
Если Кришна вас спасет, то никто вас не убьет. Если Кришна вас убьет, то никто вас не спасет.
So if Krishna wants to kill you, no one can protect. And if Krishna wants to protect, no one can kill.
Если Кришна вас убьет, никто вас не спасет.
So you just put yourself completely under Krishna's protection. That's all.
Вы должны себя полностью.
My dear Lord Krishna, if you want to kill me, that's all right. I'm your property. If you want to protect me, kill me, whatever you want, you do with me, whatever you want. I'm simply yours. If your happiness is simply pleasing Krishna, which you can do in any condition, by complete surrender to Him. And there's nothing to be afraid of. See, what we're really afraid of is losing our happiness. We're afraid that somebody will take our happiness away from us. We will become miserable. But if you're in such a position that, you know, even if the whole United States Army came, they couldn't take away your happiness.
Но если вы находитесь в таком защищенном от Господа положении, даже если вся армия Соединенных Штатов придет, чтобы забрать у вас это счастье,
you could face the entire U.S. armed forces and fearlessly.
Вы можете стоять лицом перед всей армией Соединенных Штатов и при этом совершенно не испытывать никакого страха.
Because your happiness is simply to please Krishna, that's all.
Поскольку ваше счастье просто в том, чтобы доставить удовлетворение Кришне.
Someone who is firmly rooted in simply giving pleasure to Krishna. Becomes absolutely fearless. There's nothing that they have to be afraid of. Because they are completely protected by Krishna in all times, all places, and all circumstances. Even if they were kidnapped by Al Qaeda and being tortured, they would remain completely fearless. Look at Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. He was completely fearless. He was simply praying, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. So, if you will fully take shelter of your spiritual master and of Lord Krishna, and not allow yourself to be distracted by anything else, you will be absolutely fearless. For all of eternity. Next question. Yes. Tonight's purport.
You said that there are some persons who consider themselves devotees and they think that they engage in devotional service.
Yes. Yes, all right.
Здесь в комментарии говорилось Бхагавад Гите, Шилпада говорит о том, что есть люди, которые считают себя преданными, но в то же время они не заняты преданным служением, не признают верховную личность Бога. Что это такое?
This can apply to any variety of persons who are worshipping Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Just like at our preaching center in Austin, Texas. We noticed a certain phenomenon that would happen every fall when the new semester begins. That all these Hindu students, they would come to show how much they were devoted to Krishna. Just once a year they would come, and the fall semester started. But it was obvious they just wanted to make. They wanted Krishna's blessings for good grades at school. That's all. That's all they wanted.
Но это было очевидно, что они приходили, чтобы просто попросить благословения Кришны на то, чтобы удачно закончить обучение.
They were more devoted to the University of Texas than they were to Krishna.
Они больше были преданы университету Техаса, чем Кришне.
So, you know, they may pose as devotees, but actually they're more devoted to their own academic career and to their own place of mundane education than they were to Krishna.
Это может выглядеть, что они преданы Кришне, на самом деле они преданы своему образованию, которое хотят получить в современном обществе.
And we also see sometimes Mayavadis who will make a show of devotion to Krishna.
Мы иногда видим, как Майявади устраивают шоу преданности Кришне.
But inside their heart, they are thinking, "I am Krishna."
Но внутри сердца они продолжают думать, я Кришна.
They will go to the temple and they will chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And when someone says, "Oh, you're chanting very nicely," they will think, "Oh, if they only knew that I am Krishna." So in this way, there's many varieties of people who may appear to be devotees externally. But at heart, they're not actually devotees of God. They're simply devotees of their own sense enjoyment. So we have to be careful that that is not us. That we are not in that trap of being a pseudo-Vaishnava who's actually more interested in their own, you know, name and fame. You had a question, I think, over here. Question? Other question? You had a question?
She described one occasion. It was with one person she knows, to whom she knows.
And she was on vacation.
No, it was person. One person who told this story. The story was about once when he was on navy ship, and he was a soldier. It was something happened with ship, and it started to drowning. And there was nearby another ship. It was American navy ship, but he was a Russian soldier. Therefore, they refused to accept any help from American Navy ship. And
he refused to accept any help?
Yes.
Because we don't want to help from the Americans?
No, because they were on Navy ship, on Russian Navy ship. Therefore, they couldn't accept any help from America.
That's a law?
I don't know.
They refused to. Maybe because of political thing or she didn't explain or it was...
No, it was not the main point. The main point was at the last moment when he already started to lose his consciousness, he saw in his heart that Jesus Christ is protecting their ship. And at that moment something happened and they didn't drown completely. And the question is, how God helps to those who are not knowing Him, because He was a soldier and He is not a devotee.
Yeah, sometimes Krishna gives special mercy. Just like one lady was walking in the forest, she had a big, big bundle of sticks on her shoulder. And it got so heavy and so heavy, she just so hard to carry that bundle of sticks. And finally it got so difficult, she dropped it. I mean, she couldn't hold it anymore. She said, Krishna, Krishna. So Krishna appeared. He said, yes. How can I help you? She said, can you put the bundle of sticks back up on my shoulder? So, sometimes Krishna will appear out of extraordinary kindness. When those are, he will, you know, either he or someone, one of his great devotees can also appear. So what you will do when you have some special mercy like that, will you just go on with your material life or will you become a pure devotee of God? That's up to you. Don't waste such special opportunities. And go on in material life. There's a saying, opportunity knocks once. When you get a special opportunity, some special blessing from the Lord, you should capitalize on it and become a pure devotee. Don't waste these golden opportunities. Just like Prabhupada's association was a golden opportunity. How many people got Prabhupada's association and how many people fully surrendered? And remained fully surrendered? A very, very small number. Questions, Mark? So everything's clearly understood, everything makes sense. Everyone's ready now to completely surrender? Are there some hesitations preventing complete surrender? Yes.
Have I received Krishna's mercy? Do I have Krishna's mercy? In Bhagavatam it says that poshanam tadanugraha, protection comes from Krishna's mercy, and without protection you can't do much. But yeah. I'm not sure I have this mercy.
The mercy.
Как я могу знать, имею ли я эту милость, потому что говорится, что Эта защита приходит, когда человек получает эту милость. Как я могу знать, есть ли у меня эта милость?
Krishna's mercy is raining down on everyone.
Эта милость, она проливается на каждого, милость Кришны.
But the problem is they are keeping their umbrellas.
Но зонтики не держать над головой, это каждый делает.
The mercy is falling everywhere. They're keeping a big, heavy umbrella to protect themselves, so the mercy doesn't touch them. So if you want that mercy, all you have to do is put away your umbrella. Let yourself get soaked in that mercy of Krishna. Yes.
That was figurative, what you said.
I can give you the literal. Your lust, anger, and greed. That's and false pride. That's the umbrella.
Okay. Can I ask for more detail?
If we can give you all detail, if you're ready to take it, I'll give you all detail.
A similar thing was said by King Rishabha to his sons that you should give up false ego, and he described some auspicious circumstances like association of devotees and guidance of guru. But at the end he says you should give up false ego. And I did not quite understand what does it mean.
Yeah.
How can I give up false ego? I don't even feel it. Can we feel it? Can we somehow observe it? Can we affect it? Can we influence the false ego? What is it?
It's very easy to give up false ego. Ego means identity.
Эго очень простое объяснение эго. Эго это значит отождествление.
False ego means I am this body.
И ложное эго означает я есть это тело.
I am this mind. I am this intelligence.
Я этот ум, я этот разум.
You simply have to bring in the real ego, and then the false ego will be squeezed out.
Мы должны просто привести настоящее эго, тогда выдавить это ложное эго, оно выйдет.
The real ego is, I'm the Jivara Sarupahai, Krishnara Nitya Das. I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. You simply have to absorb yourself 24/7 in bhakti, pure bhakti, with every thought, word, and deed in all times, places, and circumstances. Fully take up the process of sadhana bhakti. Completely establish the real ego. I am the servant of Krishna in all of your actions, all of your thoughts, and in every word that comes out of your mouth. And then Mr. False Ego will have to go somewhere else to look for a more suitable person to haunt.
И тогда мистеру ложному эго придется оставить ваше общество, чтобы поискать кого-то, кого преследовать.
Kali, the personality of Kali will not find a good place to live in your heart.
Олицетворение Кали не понравится в вашем сердце тогда.
Kali is the one who is keeping you in a sense of false pride, false egotism.
Личность Кали, она та личность, которая держит вас с вашим эгоизмом, с вашим как бы ложным представлением.
So if you can totally Krishnaize your consciousness, then Kali will go running away as fast as he can.
Если вы полностью приведете ваше сознание к Кришне, то личность Кали придется, она просто кинется прочь.
It's like in those movies, you know, they hold up a cross and the vampire goes running.
Как, например, в фильме кто-то поднимает крест, и вампиры разбегаются по сторонам.
So if you will absorb yourself fully in Krishna bhakti, that vampire of false ego will go running.
И когда вы Кришна бхакти своим сердцем утвердите, то вампиры ложного эго, они просто разбегутся в сторону.
So you have to fully surrender to the process. Describe in detail, and you're a learned scholar. You very well read in this philosophy. Now you have to come out of the lecture and go into the lab. I know you for some time now. You're very expert in the philosophy. You're a learned scholar in the philosophy. I know you personally. So now you have to become expert in the laboratory also. The course has two sections, the lecture and the lab. Now you have to perfect your laboratory skills. Theoretically, you can never get rid of false ego. And theoretically, actually, you cannot ever perfectly understand it either, theoretically. This is, you are the proof. As long as you remain simply on the platform of Gan, your Gan will never be perfect even. But when you come to the practical application of that gyan, then your gyan will become perfect. Srila Prabhupada one time wrote me a letter from Paris. He said, if you will simply study without practical application, that study will become dry and useless after some time.
Если ты будешь просто изучать без практического применения, то со временем гьяна станет сухой и бесполезной.
So you have to perfectly apply what you're studying and what you're citing.
И поэтому вы должны практически применить то, что вы цитируете, и то, что вы знаете.
Simply reciting transcendental knowledge does not make you a transcendentalist.
Просто совершенно цитируя ведическое знание не делает вас совершенно трансценденталистом.
Do you know that famous Shakespearean quote, "Devil cites scripture"?
Вы знаете этот известный эксперимент, который называется искушение дьявола, что
ли? I'm not saying you're a devil.
Дьявол цитирует Писание, да.
I'm not saying you're a devil, but I'm just saying that simply citing scripture is not enough.
То есть я не утверждаю, что вы дьявол, просто цитировать Писание это недостаточно.
To establish oneself as a transcendentalist.
Чтобы утвердить себя как трансценденталиста.
You have to prove it by practical application.
Вы должны своим на практическом примере доказать это.
Tadviganartam suguru meva vigachat samitpanihi shrotiyam brahmanishtam. If you want to actually realize that transcendental truth, then you must surrender to the bona fide spiritual master. In India, there are two kinds of dogs. There are ones that have masters, and there's ones that don't. The street dogs in India are the most miserable dogs you have ever seen in your whole life. They're skinny, they're underfed, they're diseased. They have wounds all over their body from fights they've had with other dogs. They're so miserable, you just want to cry when you see them. They look so horrible. But if you walk on that famous Juhu beach in Bombay, where the rich men take their morning walks, it has now become a fashion among the rich in Bombay, to, like the American, to keep dog.
теперь богатые в Индии тоже следуют примеру американцев и ходят с собачкой.
Those dogs who have masters.
И у тех собак есть хозяин.
They are very jolly.
И они такие очень.
They are very stout and strong.
И они такие упитанные, нормальные.
So Prabhupada said there are two conditions. There is sanatta and anatta. Sanatta means with master. And anatta means without master. So in spiritual life, if you're without a master, you're in a very difficult position.
Если у вас нету господина, духовного учителя, то тогда вы в очень жалком положении.
And if you have master, then you're very solidly situated.
И если у вас есть господин, то вы очень твердо находитесь.
Therefore, Bhagavatam says, Tasmad Gurum Prapadeja Chigyashu Shreyata Uttamam. That if you want to actually experience that ultimate benefit, Shreya Uttamam, then you must take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master by initiation.
Поэтому Шрима Бхагаватам утверждается, если вы хотите ощутить это Шрея Муттам, высшее благо, то вам нужно принять посвящение истинного духовного учителя.
11th canto of Шримад Бхагаватам.
Это дается в 11 песне Шримад Бхагаватам.
So this is our best advice to you.
Это поэтому наш лучший совет вам.
You must seek out a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. Any other questions? Yeah.
She's asking, this is like continue of the discussion about false ego. And when she's saying every day I am consulting, I'm speaking with Krishna, but if something started to ache, then first I'm thinking about medicine. And then if medicine doesn't help me, then I'm starting to think about Krishna. But if it again something which is similar to false ego, or I'm on a lower stage of devotion, or what is it?
Am I influenced by false ego?
So, what? I don't quite understand.
She's saying that whenever she experienced physical pain,
yes,
she started to think about medicine first and then about Krishna. But in a common...
So, medicine will save you the time of death?
Medicine, лекарство спасет вас в момент смерти.
You think the medicine can act unless Krishna allows it to act? Don't be such a fool that you simply take shelter of medicine. Medicine can be utilized, that is all right. But you have to understand that unless Krishna empowers that medicine to act, it will have no effect whatsoever. So therefore, you must always think of Krishna first. Any other questions? So, yeah, this is the last question then.
Okay.
правильной деятельностью, они могут столкнуться и как-то получить бахту. Я так прочитал в комментариях, что покупали. Не целенаправленно, не желая этого, да, но им как-то приходит эта бахта. Как она приходит, в каких формах, и что преданные могут делать, чтобы люди из того и сего получали эту бахту. И эта бахта их потом привязывает к преданному служению.
I have read that even ordinary people could get Krishna Bhakti. How do they get this Krishna Bhakti, and how devotees could help to get this Krishna Bhakti for the common people, but just in general?
How does one create Krishna Bhakti?
Как человек получает Krishna Bhakti?
Give them Prabhupada's books.
Дайте книги Шрилы Прабхупады.
What could be easier thing? You simply give them Bhagavad Gita. Anyone who reads these books, they will get Krishna Bhakti. If they don't get it immediately, sooner or later it will come. This, the seed of Krishna Bhakti is right here, Bhagavad Gita. So therefore you must distribute thousands and millions of these Bhagavad Gitas here in Latvia. So that everyone can get Krishna Bhakti. So that's, we'll stop here. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Sankarsana Maharaj Ki Jai.